This is Julian from That Ginger Bear and Albino Show, also known as Foul Monkeys. Join us live every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Pride48.com.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Yeah, this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 298. Today is Wednesday, June 30th.
2010. We got to get back into the groove of doing that after our...
Get into the groove, boy. You've got to prove your love to me, yeah.
No.
No. That was the right words, though, right?
Yeah, that was the right words.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
That wasn't what I was knowing.
Oh, okay. Was it my awesome singing?
Yes.
So we've all recovered from Pride 48. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I had an excellent time.
Oh, I drank a little too much. Well, not too much, but I was happy.
You were the only one drinking out of
right
all four of us.
Right.
And you kind of got a little bitchy at the end of our 2 hours.
Yeah, I was getting a little bitchy. I don't know what it was. I think because I wasn't able to keep up my drinking.
Well, that and you dinging that spoon on the glass of
ding, 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 ding.
Wanted me to stab my eardrums out when I listened back to it. But I'm sure nobody else noticed it.
No, no one else noticed because, you know, whatever. It is interesting that several people have contacted us saying that we were the highlight of the Pride 48 event.
The best show of all 48 hours.
Right. And that they were super excited, you know, because Taylor and Taffy were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that them being here made it a lot funnier and a lot more fun.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I mean, because, you know, me and you do this all the time. But
I know, I see you every day.
Yeah. Well, there was like that one week we didn't see each other for like 3 days in a row or some shit like that.
I know. Well, I don't see you as much as I used to because you like wake up and leave before I get up in the mornings because
yeah.
You're at that
place.
That working out place.
Yeah, the place that's full of sweat and old people.
I thought that's anywhere you're in.
Fuck you. And then when I get home, I come home. Well, depending, I get home and change and go straight to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't see me a lot anymore.
No.
So we had a really good time. We had people contact us and say, oh, you were great. So I can't wait till next year.
Well,
it was awesome.
Next year, since we were the highlight, we can just make it Pride 2.
Right.
And just be us.
Cocky we are.
Ding.
There was some, I don't know if I should say controversy.
Drama.
I don't know who, I don't want to name names or say who did what wrong, but... I want everyone to remember that this Pride 48 event is not about the podcasters.
It's not about the podcasters or any podcasters' egos.
Right.
It's about the Pride event and it's about the listeners.
Right.
And the gay community.
So I just hate that listeners have to see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know exactly everything that happened. And I don't care to know.
I
just, the first thing I said to Julian was like, what are the listeners thinking about this right now?
Yeah.
I mean, because they're reading it, they're hearing about it. I just think it's a shame that we can't.
Can't we all just get along?
For 48 hours?
Yeah,
I mean, come
right.
on. You know, really? Oh. And I'm just like, we are all adults here. Come
no.
on now.
Just because we're all adults doesn't mm-hmm. mean everybody acts like an adult
right.
all the time.
And, you know, I'm sure there are people that don't like me. I'm sure there are people that have said things, and I've heard them say it, you know.
I know there are people that don't like
right.
me, and that's okay.
But I don't say anything.
But
it doesn't matter.
I can work with anybody.
Right.
And I can get along with anybody for the
right.
sake of an event like this or to do a show or whatever.
Right.
And that's just it. I mean, I know I can be a big bitch and I know I have a faux ego, but, you know, I can tone it down for the sake of.
Right. And that's what argument. I mean. And I'm like this in real life, even online people, real life. I may not like you, but I will be nice to you. I will respect you as a person, and I won't downgrade you. I won't make you feel like shit. I may not be talking to you all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm civil, and I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, it's hard for me, I guess because I'm not the type of person that reacts to things like that. I just kind of let things roll.
Well,
you know.
You've taught me a lot because I was able to avoid some of the mistakes of new podcasters coming into this only because you had been doing it for so long that I was able to learn from you and avoid some of the same mistakes that other people have made in the past.
Right. Including myself.
Yeah.
I mean, because when I was new at podcasting, you know, I took everything seriously. I took everything to heart. So when someone would say something bad about the show, I would automatically take it personally and feel personally attacked. And I know that not everyone likes our show, and I'm fine with that now. And if they don't like it, they don't have to listen. And if they make it verbal that they don't like it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to react to it. I don't care. You know, I'm 5-6 years ago, yes, I would have been upset. You know, I would have let it bother me. It would have festered inside of me. But now I am too laid back for
all
that.
I have to say is when the Pod Nielsen's come out and we're number one,
they'll know why.
They'll know why.
So I just want to thank all the listeners for showing up in the room. I was so happy that some
Pod
people,
Arbitron rated number one.
That'll be the day.
Yeah. Well, I just created it, so
right.
Therefore we are Pod Arbitron rated number one.
Yes, we are. That's what we're going to start saying from now on in the beginning. You're listening to Pod Arbitron. I can't fucking say it. You're going to say that part from now on. Yeah. When I say the date, you're going to finish it with that.
I can't say that part, so you're just going to have to say it. Like,
maybe you should just start saying my ending to the Twitter show, too. Right. Never get it right, and I've set up for 200 shows.
I'll just do this technical part. You can do the hard saying part.
I'll be pretty and punch things, and you'll be smart and talk.
Yeah, that'll work.
I was really happy with the turnout in the chat room, and
oh my
it made
God,
me feel really good.
I can't believe we were up to like 70.
Yeah, and it made me feel really good.
People chatting in the chat room at one time. That
so
was crazy.
I'm glad everybody showed up.
Yeah.
There was a lot of great shows. I didn't get to listen. I wish I could listen to all 48 hours, but the good thing is because we participated, we're going to get a DVD.
Yay!
So we'll be able to listen to them.
Yeah, Connor had asked me if I was going to contribute to Pride 48.
I still may do it.
So I could get the DVD. I like my contribution was my talent. Thank you.
And apparently we brought it home. So
like Cher doing If I Could Turn Back Time, we brought it home and turned that bitch out.
Now, I hope people don't get this mess, you know, confused with being cocky and, you know, arrogant. We're just confident with ourselves. Some people get that mixed up. Sorry. You know, we're going to be like talking about us or whatever.
People should know by now that I blow smoke up my own ass to make myself feel better.
You sure do. And it's funny, too, because I was sitting here on the computer. He's like, Ricky, you know what? He says, since we were so great on Pride 48, and like we weren't even talking about it. He was just like, he walks in and he told me the same thing. It should just be Pride 2. Us.
And Ricky's like, I love that.
But I hope a lot more people join. I would love to have everyone back. And
I would even like to see more, a bigger range of shows that take part in it.
I don't know exactly what happened, but I know there were people that were like attacking the chat room and stuff, like I don't know if they're trying to shut it down or trying to cause. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But you know, the people that felt like they weren't invited or felt like that it's stupid.
Yeah.
The Pride 48 event's stupid. Yeah, it's small, but you know what? It makes a difference.
Yeah, sure it does.
So, you know, instead of those people fighting, just join with us and get it done and be with us. And just if you can't even stand other podcasters, do it for 48 hours.
Even if it doesn't make a big change in the grand scheme of things,
right?
At least we can take part in it and, you know, feel good about that we're actually doing something for the Pride weekend.
So. Right. And, I mean, just small things like the listener that contacted me about the Father's Day episode.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one person, but that's very big to me.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
So, you know, just don't fight. Just join us.
Absolutely.
So we've been talking 11 minutes on that. So let's go to the next thing.
Do we actually have another subject?
Yeah, I would like to talk about what we discovered when we got home today.
Well, first of all, let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
Today, we had a delivery, a lovely present from a listener, Tiffany. She ordered and had sent to our house a box of See's candies all the way from Californication.
And we opened the box, and it was, they did have freezer gel things in it, but
and styrofoam surrounding it. But the Florida heat
had, still got to it,
had taken care of the freezer packs, but the, it hadn't melted.
Right. It was soft.
It was soft, but hadn't melted. But
So we got to, I got it, and I was like, oh, let's open it.
We opened it up, and we had one piece each. We're like, damn, that's some good stuff.
And then I had another piece. I had three pieces. I had the little aluminum foil ball.
Well, I had, yeah, I had one big one and one of the little milk chocolate aluminum foil things. Excuse me.
So.
And then Ricky and I decided to go to Publix.
And if you're a new listener, Publix is a local grocery store here if you're not around the area.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
But not working there. I'm going to have to beat that out.
Yes, you will. So anyway, Ricky and I went down to Publix, did some shopping, came back home. We're unloading the groceries.
We're all happy and hungry.
Yeah. So I walk back in here to our studio where my Greyhound sleeps also. And I see our box of See's candy on the floor with wrappers strewn about.
The fucking dog ate our goddamn candy.
I had one goddamn piece out of the fucking box. One piece.
I mean, granted, it wasn't like a huge, like, Whitman's box. I mean, but it was enough for both of us. And
it was a...
And I was so ready to come home and have another piece of that, too. And he ate the shit.
Yes.
Oh, and he knew he was in trouble, too.
Yeah, because I picked up the box and
beat the shit out of him with it.
Motherfucker ate my
Tiffany, we thank you very much for the candy. We were super excited when we got it because I'd never had See's candy, and I hear all these podcasters from California talking about it.
Yes.
But Aniko would like to say thank you, too.
Yeah. And not only did he eat the chocolate, but apparently he ate the foil wrapping
off some of the candy, too.
So next time I take him out, he shits, there'll be gold foil wrapping coming out.
You know
it.
You'll have some homeless person going through the shit. Oh, gold!
Ew.
I can fucking hear Finbar in my headphones.
How do you get in your headphones?
Oh, what else we got to talk about? We have a phone call or MP3.
Well, there's another podcaster-related issue that's gone on.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you wanted to crack it open, but the podcaster who shall not be named...
Podcaster X.
...was forced to...
Stop.
...go off the air again.
That sucks.
That really does suck.
And what sucks is because... I mean, I had been doing the podcast for a while, and then he invited me, that person invited me on the show.
Was he doing it before you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, a while before I was. And he invited me on the show, and, like, that's when I started to gain a lot more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks because some of his shows were, like, thought-provoking, and then even after you heard them, you would think, you know... about certain things. Right. And even though I wasn't into politics, it was, you know, I did learn some things because I'm not a political person. I don't read the paper. So, you know who's really good at that is Arthur in New Zealand. Like, he could just spit out some shit. I'm like, I'll learn from him instead of watching TV.
Right on.
But it's sad because we're going to miss him.
We will miss him. He's one of the greats.
Yeah.
So.
No longer.
I know. Which kind of
sucks.
Well, for those who don't know what we're talking about, Podcaster X was forced to take his
leave of absence.
All his website and everything else down, lest he be fired from his job for being gay, basically. So,
right. Sucks.
That really sucks. You would think in this day and age that we would be beyond that, or we should be able to move beyond that.
You know, that's funny because last night I had a dream that I met the president, but it wasn't Barack Obama, but it was a black person. I don't know. I don't get that.
Oh, but that's funny because when I dream about Barack Obama, he's white. I'm kidding, of course.
And but what's really weird is that's something like we were on, like, you know how they have the town hall meetings?
Yeah.
And I was explaining to him, I was like, we are, I live in the number one nation in this world, and we are so behind other countries it comes to social issues. It's ridiculous. And I was talking to people today at work how it's still ridiculous that you have people that get upset over interracial dating or marriages. It's so fucking stupid. It's a person. At least it's not a goddamn horse. I mean, fuck. Come on now. Shit. Be happy that it's a person and not like a fucking horse or a sheep or trig. Is that its name?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Downsy Trig.
Somebody hand me my retarded baby.
Who's taking care of my Downsy baby today?
All right, so I posted we were recording the show and the people think we're live.
Oh. Are we going to break the news to them about Sunday? Oh, we're just going to let them find out the hard way.
Right. I've heard this show before. Nicole hasn't been on this bitch in a long time. I'm trying to respond to someone real cute.
Real cute.
I'm trying to think.
Freudian slip.
What's our number?
206-984-3685.
Okay.
Wow, I've actually memorized that. But, well, I guess since we've talked about it, I might as well go ahead and say it. Ricky is going whoring at a pool party.
Oh.
So
wow, I didn't know you were going to start out that way.
So won't be able to be here for our live show Sunday. So we are going to be rerunning a Best of Foul Monkeys hosted by yours truly.
You know what I was thinking would be cool is, I mean, if you did do a live show on Sunday, you could call me and I could be like, oh yeah, this guy's like super hot. And blah, blah, blah.
And
how dare you. Oh, stick it in further. Oh, yeah.
You're going to make me fucking squirt.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, goddamn. Oh, hit my throat. You're making my tits jiggle. Fuck.
You're making my mussy wet.
Come all over my back.
Ooh.
Right, that's dirty. Fuck me, spit on me, call me a whore. Overmodulation.
Right.
Yes, I'm not going to be here. So we are going to run the episode that we were talking about on the show with the when Veritable Virgo. I didn't realize it was him.
I was kind of thinking it was him, but
Veritable Virgo wrote in this really detailed email
dissertation
about Star Trek, and I give a
dramatic reading,
which had Nicole and Julian on the floor in laughter. Julian and I found it, and we listened to it.
We listened to it.
We listened to it, and we laughed our asses off because It's just hilarious to us. But I don't know what the rest of the show is about because it's like the last 10 minutes of the show.
Who cares? You know,
right?
No matter which episode we pick, since I've been on, it's it's going to be the best of Foul Monkeys.
Okay. That's just cocky.
Unless we play an episode with Herb on and then people are going to unsubscribe.
Kill themselves.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah, if you're new listeners from the Pride 48 event, we want to thank you for being here.
Absolutely. We hope you heard us and liked what you heard.
Well,
and
we know you liked it.
And think our voices are sexy.
Very sexy.
And then look at our pictures.
And then puke your face off.
Yeah, right.
Especially at Julian's.
How dare you.
Actually, well, yours is kind of cute. They can't see my face because that's my fat picture face.
Well, I was going to say, maybe since you've lost weight, you can take a new picture. That way you can actually fit within the frame.
So Julian's gone for the night, so... How dare you? I might use this picture here.
Which one?
Just this one.
Oh, it's not bad.
Maybe I need to get a better background.
You know, what you should do... Okay, first of all, your tweet this morning about buying Dr. Seuss shoes.
Oh, I saw your reaction. No!
And that's exactly the voice I used, too. No, you will not buy Dr. Seuss shoes.
You will buy skinny clothes.
You will buy...
What?
We are going to get you in some stylish clothes.
Not until I lose more weight.
If it kills me.
Not until I lose more weight.
Fine. That's fine.
My clothes aren't that bad. I just like to wear shorts and t-shirts. So
no, there's nothing wrong with that. But really, Dr. Seuss shoes.
Those are cute.
No.
Yeah. Did you see them?
No, I don't have to see them.
They're just so cute.
The description of them is enough. That's like... That's like vagina. You don't actually have to see it. You just hear the description of it.
And it just makes
you
want to.
That's enough. Yeah. It makes you want to throw up. I had a dream. I don't know. This is not a good segue, but I had a friend request on Facebook the other day from a listener. He's like, "Hi, I'm a listener to the show. Add me as a friend, even though you don't like the Asians." He was an Asian guy, and I'm like, That's Ricky.
Did you tell him that?
No, I was like in a hurry when I approved it, but I'm like, I like Asians. It's Ricky that has the problem.
No, I like Asians as friends, not sexually. Except for there are a few that I find attractive, but it's slim pickings when it comes to Asians.
Slim pickings.
Mm. So should we do a call?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Let's get it up.
Pardon?
Mm-hmm. The call too.
Did you have the theme music cued?
I sure don't. But I can get it real quick.
Ginger Bear,
you're fucking it up.
This is your mama. You're fucking it up again.
Here we go.
That's the wrong one. We want
to hear from you. It'll work. Fine, I'll play the other one.
That one sucks.
And I'm not cutting that out either. Sorry. Not doing it.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by See's Candy, gourmet hard candies, Little Pops, assorted.
When you're looking for something to reach with your food hook, reach for See's Candies.
Which I finally learned what a food hook today was from Turnip Bed. I was like, oh, okay. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Just wanted to ring you to quickly say that your segment on Pride 48 was definitely my most favorite over the whole weekend. Your talents surpass even my high expectations. Thanks again. Love your work. You put a smile on my dial. LittleAussieBattler.net.
Well, thank you, Little Aussie Battler.
Of course.
Every time I think of that, I just think of like an Australian half pint from Little House on the Prairie. I don't know why.
Okay, I don't quite follow that, but okay.
Well, you know who Half Pint was, right? Melissa Gilbert's character.
I never watched Little House on the Prairie because it made me want to kill myself.
Oh. Because of Nellie?
Well, she was
a cunt.
We'll open that whole subject up one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
About why I can't stand Little House on the Prairie.
Why? We have 5 minutes. No, too much.
Yeah, it'll just we'll crack that one open another episode. Okay.
Well, we're at 26 minutes. Should we?
Was that the only call we had?
Yeah.
Do we have any emails?
No.
Oh. Well, let me check real quick and see if I had an email.
No.
Nobody loves us.
No one loves us, but we do know that we were still the best on Pride 48.
I know. And I want to point out one thing.
Okay.
We bitched a while back so we could get comments on our episodes on our website.
Mm-hmm.
That slacked off to nothing.
Pretty much.
And we're going to need some comments on the Foul Monkeys website on our episodes.
Right.
So if our loyal listeners would get on that.
And if you're a new listener and you really enjoy us, you should leave us an iTunes review. Because that's what you do when you're a good listener. And if you're a bad listener, you leave us a good review and then you leave.
If you're a bad listener, we will spank you.
Spank you really hard.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Oh, you like that? You like it when you leave a review? I'll give you 5 stars.
That was so stupid.
I'll give you 5 stars.
Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I'll make you see 5 stars.
Did you have anything? That was so stupid.
No. You sure you don't want me doing some editing on this one?
I know, right? That's what the show's going to be called, too.
I'll give you 5 stars.
If we'd had another piece of See's candy, this would have been funny.
Fucking dog.
Oh, twin dead.
If anybody else wants to send us some See's candy, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, you can get right on that.
Like the See's candy at Big Fatty God. I want some of that.
Well, he got like 15 pounds of it.
I know. It's like big old barks of it
that
or something.
He eats at one sitting. Ooh, I'll pour some bacon grease on this and it'll be extra good.
Ugh. But you know what? That would be interesting for people to send us foods that we don't have here from like their area that it's common for or something like that. That would be neat.
And let me...
But no sauerkraut.
Let me clarify. He means by from their area, like the region that you live in.
Yeah, not... And we don't do handmade stuff. I'm sorry.
Although, I have to admit, I did eat the food that the Gravitas sent us at Christmas.
Oh, I did too.
And that shit was
good.
That
was good. I guess I shouldn't say we don't eat homemade stuff. That if we don't know you,
however, probably won't. However, after I met him at Gay Days, I realized it probably had glitter in it.
Or LSD.
Right?
Because we really weren't for sure what was going on with him. He was drunk. Air quotes.
Love you, Gravitas.
Love you, Gravitas, even with your glitter.
Are we up to 30 minutes?
29:20. Give us a call at 206-984-3685, or you can call us or text us at 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at a P.O. Box I haven't checked in a while at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. And if you send us something there, please let us know.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter by looking for Foul Monkeys, or you can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
That was not bad.
Is that better?
That was not bad.
Awesome. And then you got to say your part, and then we end it. The pot of whatever that is. You're listening to Pod.
You're listening to Pod Arbitron rated number one, Foul Monkeys.
All right. This is Ricky.
And this is Julie.
Be sure to listen to our Best of show on Sunday.
Peace.
Bye.